All right, my friends, welcome back. We're in Isaiah, just a brief introduction. We're into historical and geopolitical context. So Isaiah prophesied in the kingdom of Judah in the 700s, 700 BC, at a time when Assyria was destroying the northern kingdom. So just a brief recall, there was united, first there were judges, then people didn't want the judges, they didn't want God, they wanted a king just to be like everybody else. So they got Saul, but you know, Saul was a bad king. He did the occult, and that was a no-no. So the Lord left him, chose David. David was actually anointed three times, like Christ. Christ was anointed three times. Then he has his son Solomon, the Bathsheba affair, murder of Uzziah. And so Solomon starts out good, wants the good wisdom, knowledge, Proverbs, right? Micah and I, we did a lot with Proverbs. Can't treat yourself. And then, but you know, he didn't listen to the Sinai covenant, 300 wives, I don't know, 500 concubines, something like that. Every time you marry, it's a covenant, your covenant, he's coveting himself with these strange people, strange gods, idols. And making big, large armies, conscription, taxes going up, hardship on the people. He dies. His son comes along, and he gets two sets of advice. One, lessen the load on the people that your father, right? As you sin, you become stupid. Solomon started out great, but by the time he died, some could say he was pretty stupid. And then the other, his young friend said, oh, no, make it worse. And he goes with his drinking buddies. He made it worse, and the kingdom just divides. And then you got the two kingdoms, north and south. North doesn't want the people going to Jerusalem on the required pilgrimages. So they set up, those kings set up idols up in the northern part of the place for the people to do their pilgrimages. And so here we, and of course Judah is in the south, and they have Jerusalem. Okay, so this is where we're at now. And Isaiah speaks ahead of time into a situation of Judah when Judah's been defeated and exiled by the kingdom. So there we go. Judah hasn't been defeated yet, but they will be, but the northern kingdom has already been. So there's a little of the history just needing to keep straight, just keep that straight. And there's going to be three waves. I mean, you know, when you're being taken over, you can divide it up in different ways. There were three major waves of Babylon coming into Judah, but that was extended over maybe a decade or so. That more and more incursion before Jerusalem actually fell. So, you know, he's looking ahead, but you can already, if you have eyes to see, you can start to see that they're in a bad way, right? But no nation likes to think that they're in a bad way and about to be run over.
Of course.
Okay. It's like okay. So, if we're looking, and one should, for a really great little book, and we've mentioned it, it's not little, a great book on a historical read of salvation history. It's Walking with God, A Journey Through the Bible, Tim Gray and Jeff Cabins. I know Tim Gray very, very well. And This is excellent to help really get us all, right? Because when I came into this, I pulled it straight out, had to get myself organized. And that goes along with the Great Adventure Bible Timeline Series. There are lots of ways to help us orient. Tully, he provides that approach as well. And that's fine. And if that helps you, that's great. I've just worked with this for over 30 years, and I've taught out of it and know the people involved. And there's a lot of extra helps, especially the little Bible timeline chart here in the back.
Yeah.
So, but you've got to do you. You do you. So, where are we at? Yes, we have the time. Okay. Yes, we did the summary of all that. So, even though, so back to the Northern Kingdom. So, we had a digression just there. So, back to Northern Kingdom. God still expected his people to be faithful, even if they were needing to be disciplined. And since they weren't, you know, they would, well, right, there were some. Tobit is in the Northern Kingdom, and he is faithful. And he is blessed, right? He is blessed. But a lot of them didn't. And in a special way, God had promised to always stay in Judah. And also the bloodline for his Messiah was going to come through David, which would be in the Southern Kingdom. And yes, the Lord's going to use Assyria from the Northern Kingdom, and Isaiah will live through this. And Jonah, let's talk about Jonah. When the Lord wanted him to go to Assyria to go preach repentance, he knew this. That's why he didn't want to go preach to his enemies. They, you know, they're killing his people.
Okay. And still, we got such a beautiful story of God's faithfulness out of that.
We do. And eventually, they're going to be taken over as well by Greece, right? So, it's not an always and forever, you know. They too had to have a faithfulness and adhere to their repentance, okay, and live as according to God's word. All right. Let's, if you don't mind, we can stop there and then pick up with biography of Isaiah in the next episode.
Sure thing. Yeah.
Beautiful. Till then, my friends, fide sedatio.